So, sipping my tea and welcome you all. Thank you, thank you. And we'll call in Mark. Yes, your heart is the star. This is Mark. Notice we said the star and not a star. Perhaps you imagine billions upon billions of stars, but what if there is one? What if there is one place that your heart can access, that all light in the universe comes from, that one place? It's almost as if all the other stars and all the other hearts that are stars are reflections of this one great light. We will move into this one great light. But tonight, we won't jump right into it. We're going to explore the reflections, the stars that you can sense, the stars that influence you, the stars of the millions of hearts that you know, that you've been, that humans are. And let's also include animals. So when we say hearts, we mean wherever love is, wherever hearts beat in a way that connects, that is where we want to go on our first journey. So center yourself in the brightness of your heart. Perhaps it's in your chest, perhaps it just engulfs you, as if you were walking on the sun. We'll give you a few minutes to let go of the references you have outside. Like, what time is it? And am I cold? Want all those references to drop away so that you're boundaryless and you're free falling. Or free falling without falling. A few of you are reaching a place where you expand and then there's a bit of resistance. There's perhaps a membrane, like a balloon skin. So if you feel that resistance, be aware of it and then ask for it to pop open. Ask for yourself to move past it. And you may have many layers of resistance. They're subtle, but we're asking for awareness at when your expansion or your brightness stops for a moment. We're looking for a little disorientation. So there could be a sense of either expansion out, expansion deep, expansion both out and deep. Till there's more and more of that one light. Your heart is the star. So now it's interesting, other beings are coming into the fold, and now there's a bit more resistance that isn't yours. So if you feel some resistance, let's just all intend that it bursts open. Some of you are noticing that it's no longer a unidirectional expansion, expansion out, expansion in. There may be many flows, a flow here going this way, another flow going this way, many directions, many flows. So if you feel a lot of activity, that's still fine. Adds to the disorientation which we're looking for. So now let your imagination go wild in imagining all the stars, all the hearts that are stars, all the stars in all the heavens, billions and billions and billions upon billions of points of light. You're one of them, you're a subset, you're all of them, whatever you can encompass. All right, this is already happening, but notice that there's also a sense that you're embodying all these pinpricks of light, that perhaps each atom of your being is a star, that you are the firmament of constellations. So feel it embodied as well as in your imagination. Letting it become more physical. And you may notice that not just physical in your body, because after a while, your body can't hold all the physicality of all these billions upon billions of points of light, which are reflections of the star, that your physicality expands and becomes so much more than your body. Your physicality includes Gaia, includes the beings, includes the heavens. So if that's happening, hard to describe, but enjoy it. Go on the ride. You may actually feel subtle sensations as you embody this, but even if you don't feel it, just imagine that you're being almost physically influenced by these billions of reflections of stars, not just outside stars, but points of light. If you can use your imagination to sense the interconnection between all of these points of light, that they begin to relate a point of light here to a point of light there. There's constellations, we'll call them virtual constellations of relationship, because this is the 10th dimension about relativity. So begin to feel not just the points of light now, but the interrelatedness, the influence they have on each other. And all of this might be happening in the expanded sense of you. And now, don't try so hard. Just kind of let go. We're going to handle some tweaking within all of you, some personal tweaking. So you just be calm, expanded, be aware of any shifts, but don't try to make them or try too hard. We are working with you. Try to keep your mind empty. This isn't the time for planning what you're going to wear tomorrow. So you don't have to do anything, but try not to do anything. You might be feeling smoother, more silky, as if there's this connection, this shimmering sheet of glittering stars on silk. Fluid consciousness, almost like a sheet of silk that's shimmering and going in waves. There's movement. There's a beauty. Be this shimmering, smooth, silky, glittering with stars, awareness. And from this space, begin to notice that who you are now is not who you thought you were. You are moving out of thinking who you are. You've been placed outside of thinking as describing your being. Because there are no words, there are no thoughts for this state of shiny, shimmering, expanded, glittering being. Let this fully be embodied. So the impression, the experience is grounded, is made physical. Our ultimate goal is awareness and illumination. So in this moment, take stock of how your awareness has shifted and how there is a sense of illumination. If you're having a hot flash right now, it's not hormonal. It's a great indicator of embodying these star energies. embodied universality, the theme of this trilogy. Feel now how much you are able to embody universality. You might want to even softly open your eyes and notice that the state remains. Eyes closed aren't required for transcendent states. Billions of points of light, whether you see it as constellations in the heavens, as light, luminous, bioluminescent atoms or photons in your body, there is a wisdom that all light carries. Again, whether it's the sun or the tiniest photon in your body, one of our goals in this course is to have you embody light wisdom. And perhaps from this experience this evening, you can feel it's not just singular wisdom, but it's the singular light as it's reflected by all the other dimensions. So the reflected light is simply a dance or a morphing of one light. They all have their personalities. They all interact. Just like you are a beautiful light that has your own personality that interacts with others. All light interacts, dances, creates. Let's talk a little bit about physical changes. This sort of light absorption that we did and will do probably each of the 8 classes is detoxifying of that which is dark or not harmonious in your body. So it may mean physically that your body begins to cleanse or clear some things that you've been holding on to. They may be emotional, they may be toxins. So pay attention to the signs of emotional detoxing, meltdowns perhaps, being a little sensitive. It's all good. And a physical, maybe more baths, more water, more movement, more sunlight. What this course will also do, we were going to say gently, but it might not always be gentle, is have you question yourself, question what you think is of your, what you think your identity is, so that you are not so identified with your identity. Jeanette was meditating a few days ago and she said, there's just so much I in my meditation, too much I want this, I want to feel this, or I am this. So imagine that you all have too much I. And as you expand, the velocity of the interconnection, the packages of wisdom and knowing and love, ultimately, there's billions upon billions of sources of love. Love, so much it transforms the I. We'll open to chats for questions or comments while we consider what is happening and how we can explain it to you. We're looking for overwhelm. We're looking for places where you go beyond the resistance. But first, we ask you to be aware of where there is resistance. So in your daily life, notice that you're doing something, but you're actually resistant to it. You're thinking something, and you don't like what you're thinking, which is resistance. So we invite you to enhance your awareness of flow, which enhances your awareness of resistance where there isn't flow. And sometimes it's just that awareness and bringing the flow back that the resistance disappears. But we ask you to be aware of the resistance rather than being defined by it. Resistance has become your definition, your identity. And you have no awareness of that. So resistance is your outer, or it's your next layer of skin. It's your next layer of opportunity. All right. Mo, if you want to read any of the chats that are coming in, if there are any.
Okay, I have one from Mark. Great opening and expansion, sensing many other loving beings.
Thank you.
And Ashley's Jarla saying, love letting go of the boundaries and expansion.
Thank you.
And that is all so far.
Right. We hope you can still feel the scintillating physical nature of it. If you wouldn't mind just typing yes, so we can, that you can feel the embodiment of these prickles of light.
Barney says yes. Kate says yes. Heli says yes. Judith and Julie. Julie says, yes, I feel sparkly light within and around. And Mark feels small hot flashes here and there.
Yes.
And Wooter says, very tingling, very lightly. Gregor feels it. Dana Gita, there seems to be center of this prickling at a place between the solar and the heart chakra.
Ah, the solar heart. So we want those of you who can feel this physicalization of the stars, the embodiment of stars, to notice that it's not just in your body, but somehow you're embodying them outside your body as well. So say yes if you understand what we're saying. So yes, it's in your body, but it's not just there. There's a greater awareness now.
Okay, we're getting some yeses from Eileen and Mark and Barney. It seems like everyone is doing it. Charlie says there's a huge space within and to the universe. And looks like a lot of yeses.
All right. The reason Stars is the last course in this trilogy is you had to be more identified with physicality. So Gaia, the course on Gaia, helped you identify more with physicality. So now we're physicalizing light, and not just in our body, but bringing billions of points of light into embodiment. So if you can imagine, it moves into other humans, it moves into animals, it moves into ecosystems, it moves into Earth herself. So you are, through your consciousness, becoming living channels, but living activators of light consciousness in physicality. It's a big job. We'll talk a little bit about emotions as resistance. One of the hardest things that keeps your identity glued together is your emotional body. Your beliefs about your emotions, what emotions are good, what emotions are bad, what emotions you love to express. So a lot of your identity is around what you think, is a mental body, but a great deal of your identity is your emotional body. Your identity based on your emotional body is it's good in a sense that it is more interrelated, and this is about the 10th dimension of interrelatedness and influence. It's negative or harder in the fact that emotions are often reactive. They're often not an initiating sense. They're often a reacting sense. And reaction is the opposite of awareness. Reaction is the opposite of awareness. So not all emotions are reactive, but they are often reactive. So we'd like you to notice not only the detoxing, the emotional and physical detoxing from what we're doing this evening, but that there's a hint more awareness of when you are emotionally reactive, because that is a skin, that is an identity that has kept you away from no identity, which is oneness and allness and in the incredible flow of life force, that incredible spirit of enlightenment. Our whole teaching over these decades is to trick you into enlightenment. We'll take other questions or comments, and then we'll have a short break. Because there's no audience here, it can be a short break, and we can get everyone on to bedtime sooner. So questions or comments now?
I have a comment from Kippy from earlier that absolutely, and I feel my sense of smell has improved, kind of like my body has a sense of what is outside as well. And Heli says, I feel the heat too. And Eva says, it's like a Mobius, where the inside is the outside and the outside is the inside.
Well, good description. And by saying that, the movement of it is there. Thank you.
And Mark says he's feeling more tingly now.
And Barbara here is saying tingling as well.
Yeah, the movie is really
tube Taurus. Tube Taurus, that movement. Yes. Disorientation is going to be your friend in this course. We're going to trick you into losing yourself again and again in new ways, because only when you lose that old self are you open to taking a breath in and go, oh, I am this also. Once you are this also, you have influence. Let's talk. Maybe we won't take a break at all. Maybe we'll just keep going.